This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, we are so back, baby. Welcome to the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Hello, America. What up, South Carolina? Howdy, world. Great to be back with you again after a nice little multi-day vacation down in the Big Easy. The boys are back in town. Oh, man.
Are you doing Thin Lizzy or the boys are back in town for 48 hours?
No, the Thin Lizzy version is just where it's at. All-time banger. I found a guy on Instagram that plays classic rock songs, Lonzo, but he plays them on a lute, like an old, like a medieval tavern.
Oh, no, I know what a lute is. That's cool.
It's incredible. That song goes harder on a lute than it does on electric guitars. It's pretty spectacular.
So Thin Lizzy, the Bard version.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, and it's spectacular. I'm glad to be back. I am. I got to tell you, it got to be Monday around noon, and I was watching the world of sports continue spinning without me, which was almost offensive. Y'all just kept doing stuff. Y'all just kept having football free agency moves and having a bracket come out, which I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. Lonzo and I are going to be calling on the Armada today. Lonzo and I are going to be calling on you today. Lonzo and I are going to be asking for your assistance today. And the reason why is our final two play-in games take place this evening. A pair of 16s and a pair of 11s will be competing, trying to enter their name officially and finally into the NCAA tournament bracket. Over the weekend, I was checking in on the station because I'm a masochist. I like to say I'm a good employee. But I'm a masochist. Even on vacation, I'm checking in.
Nope.
Even on vacation, I'm tuning in. We were driving back yesterday, 10 hours in the car. We were going to fly initially down to the Big Easy. We were going to fly down there, but we waited too long to buy tickets, and it got to the point that the decision was, do we spend $1,200 on tickets to fly and basically save ourselves 4 hours? Because the only one of the flights to get down to New Orleans, explain this to me, world, one of the flights to get to NOLA that we would have had to pay over $1,200 for two of us to fly was going to have us go to and through Detroit, Michigan? That was a layover spot.
You could
2.5 hours in Detroit.
You could have visited.
Yeah,
with someone.
Not even long enough to like go troll an old bud. You know, not even long enough to go mess with an old buddy. It was fly from here to Charlotte to Detroit for like a 1.5 hour layover in Detroit, then fly from Detroit to New Orleans. Or, and by the way, that was all going to be like 7 hours.
Okay, this doesn't make, you got to fly all the way up there to come all the way back down here?
That was one of the options.
What, are there volcanoes in the way or something?
I don't know. There were two options, both of which were going to cost me and the wife $1,200 to fly round trip to New Orleans and back. One of them involved a stop on the way there in Detroit. And I think on the way back, it was like New Orleans to Dallas, which is like a 35-minute flight. New Orleans to Dallas, Dallas to like New York, New York to Charlotte, Charlotte to Greenville, right? And so by the time we did all that, it was like, all right, we can spend each direction 7 hours in airports and on airplanes, or we can just drive it in 9.5 and save ourselves $1,000. So we did that. So we're on the drive back yesterday. We left New Orleans at like 6:30 yesterday morning to try to give ourselves some time in the afternoon to get back, get settled in. Gonna give me time to sit down, watch some play-in tournament games, watch a little TGL, watch a little NBA, a little NHL. Kind of get back in the groove as a sports bro for a minute. And, you know, at one point I tuned in. I was listening to Cole and Diesel in the afternoons. And I heard them talking a bunch of, as everyone with a microphone is right now, a bunch of bracketology. Talking about brackets, baby, because it's that time of year. We got two play-in games last night. We got two play-in games tonight. And tomorrow, late morning, it's on with the capital O. Bracket time. And so I heard them talking about their brackets and their national champions and who they like and who they don't and where the upsets might be. Clemson catching a matchup I absolutely hate for them against former Clemson Tiger Will Wade and McNeese. We're going to talk about that game coming up because I'm going to tell you right now, Clemson's in a bad spot in round one. We're coming to that here in a little while. But I heard them talking brackets, and I heard them talking about how they have the most educated sports fans in America, and I have decided we're going to prove them wrong. So I've been asked a bunch of times over the past 24, 48, 36, 72 hours, Rob Brown, are we doing a Rob Brown Show bracket contest this year? And the answer is both yes and no. I'm going to tell you what we're doing. We're taking over theirs. I'm telling you what we're going to do. We're going to take over the wire-to-wire bracket contest. Here's what I want to happen. What I want to happen is y'all, the Armada, y'all are going to go enter their bracket contest. And we are going to watch as Rob Brown Show listeners dominate the wire-to-wire bracket group this year. That's what we're going to do. And I'll go ahead and tell you, just like we did last year, although our winner last year never actually stepped up and claimed their segment. Here's what I'm going to tell you. What I'm going to tell you is this. If any of y'all show up in the wire-to-wire bracketology contest, I'm going to be in it. We're going to put Zoe's bracket in it. We're going to put all of y'all in it. If any of y'all step up and go win their bracket contest, and in your bracket name, you put TRBS, the Rob Brown Show. Any of y'all win that contest and put TRBS in the bracket name, you'll get your segment on the show just like we've done every year since I've been here. Just like we've done every year. However, you will get the bonus prize. The bonus prize being that for 360-some-odd days, you will be able to routinely call in to Wire and announce yourself as Tiger Bob or Gamecock Jim or whatever you want to call yourself. the Rob Brown Show winner of the Wire to Wire bracket competition. I'm going to tell you coming up here in just a little while how you're going to get entered into their bracket contest. But I decided after listening to the boys that we're going to have a little friendly rivalry, a little show v show showdown, a little Mexican standoff between a couple of shows that are just out here trying to make each other better by trying to be better than each other. This is our time. This is our chance. This is our opportunity to show that the Armada knows ball, baby. So stay tuned because a little bit later, not much, a little bit later, I'm going to tell you how we are all going to go enter the Wire to Wire bracket competition. We are all going to go put our bracket name, end it with TRBS, so they know exactly who the hell we are, and we are going to prove that the Armada knows ball by just stacking bracket on bracket on bracket on bracket on bracket of TRBS listeners at the top of the Wire to Wire group. That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to tell you how we're going to enter that coming up a little bit later on in the AM portion of the show. Stick around. My man Zach in the chat saying, say less. Zach's already in. Zach knows what's up. I'm going to give you guys a little bit later in the show exactly how we're going to do this.
Okay, so that wasn't a thing where he's telling you, hey, stop talking?
No, he's saying, say less, I'm in.
Okay, all right.
Say less is how the Utes say, I'm in.
Okay,
let's go.
I'm learning. I'm not going to pick it up, but at least I'd be able to understand it.
That's how the youngsters say LFG. Let's bleep and go.
So if I were in the boss's office and I said say less,
that means you're doing that thing.
It wouldn't get me in trouble because I think it would.
It would. In that, I'm going to say lovingly and respectfully. He might go, I'm not going to say less. I'm telling you exactly what I need you to do. But say less is how you look somebody in the face and you go, I got you, dog.
See, to me, it's saying shut up.
Nope.
To say less means, hey, man, shut up.
What it means is you've said all these things and I was already in. Say less. You don't need to say that much. Say less. You don't need to keep giving me reasons. I'm already in. Say less.
Well, the guys who decide what's the new sayings for the next generation, they got one by everybody with that one, I think.
It's Joe Gibbs. It's Joe Gibbs. That's where it comes from. All cool things come from Joe Gibbs. So stay tuned for that. Because I don't want anything more in the world. Nothing would be better than go on a nice, long, extended vacation, go down to the old hometown of New Orleans, spend 6 days with the wife, with the little brother, with the sister-in-law, with the nephew, with the grandmas, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, than to come back here to Greenville, South Carolina, to log in, say, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, as this tournament goes on and watch as the brackets stack it at the top of the Wire to Wire competition with just TRBS, 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 TRBS taking over the Tolos. The Armada knows ball. And we're about to show it to the people. We're about to show it to the people. Listen, here's what I want. I want by the end of next week, as we're getting into our Sweet 16, our Elite Eight, our Final Four, our national championship game, I'd like to get an email. I'd like to get a text, a phone call from the boss that goes, hey, why don't you come on down to the office? I don't ever want the, why don't you see me in my office text. Nobody wants the come see me in my office text, but I do. I want the come see me in my office text, and I want to walk down there, and I want to have the boss go, yo, quick question. Explain to me why the boys in the afternoon set up a bracket contest, and all I see is that the top 10, 15, 20, 30, 50, the 80 spots are just people going, Rob Brown Show, Rob Brown Show, Rob Brown Show. Because I want to look them in the face and go, I just needed to prove to the world that the Armada knows ball. That's it. It's a little friendly rivalry, a little competition between the Armada and the Tolos. And for those of you that are both, because I know there's a lot of you that love both shows. And I love that you love both shows. I love it because that's family to me. That's family. When you are here in the mornings for the Rob Brown Show, and you're here in the afternoons for Wire to Wire, when you're here for Rob and the Great One Lonzo, when you're here in the afternoons for Cole Bryan and Kerosene, when you're here for everybody, that means you're family. And I love family. Family's the most important thing. I love to hear it. That means you can stick whatever name you want onto that bracket. That means you can represent whoever you want. But if you're an Armada member, represent. If you're exclusively a Tolo, just know that the boys in the AM are standing on business 10 toes in the ground. And like Matthew McConaughey in that one movie that I forgot which one it was that he does this, we're saying it with our chest, baby. We know ball. And we're about to show the world, because the Rob Brown Show, Rob, the Great One Lonzo, and the millions and millions in the Armada are about to take over the wire-to-wire bracket competition. That's what we're doing. That's what's happening now. Y'all know ball, and we're about to prove it to the world. 4 hours of the most electrifying sports talk entertainment on planet Earth starts now. I'm Rob Brown. How you doing, Lonzo? I didn't even say good morning because I'm a jackass. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, you're pumped and ready to go. We're midweek form because it's exactly. It's Wednesday. I have to keep reminding myself. It's Wednesday. It's not Monday. It's not Tuesday. It's Wednesday.
We got Monday juice up in here. All right. Zoe and I, we've been off a couple of days.
I'm so glad to be back so I can get some rest.
Zoe's been laying flooring down.
Well, spring projects. I do it every single year. This one is a little more difficult.
Lonzo's been off doing...
laying wood. That's what I've been doing. Been off laying wood.
Yeah, let me make a little note to myself. No reason just right now. It's 6:16 in the morning. No reason to write down that specific time stamp.
It's a lot of wood being laid.
Man, listen. There's nothing in the world like laying wood. Nothing in the world.
Unless you're laying wood by yourself.
Hey, man. You know what? Sometimes you gotta lay your own wood. You know? Nobody knows how to lay your own wood better than you do. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. So, 6:16 a.m. written down now.
New floors look good, by the way.
I'm sure they do.
The parts that I got done. So I'm waiting on a really big beanbag chair. I don't care. Judge me. Okay.
You didn't finish laying your wood down?
I didn't.
You got
listen,
more wood to lay down.
Sometimes you got to pace yourself.
Yeah. You know? You don't want to lay your wood down too quickly.
Yeah. So,
you got to find your pace of laying your own wood down. And once you found your pace, that's when you know that wood is laid down the best it can be laid. And that's what we're all going for. The best it can be laid.
Well, I was going
to
point out that I did it in one place, and now I got to do it in two other places.
Hey!
But I don't want to get in trouble.
Sometimes.
So I'm not going to do that.
The ability to be versatile in the way that you lay wood is good for everybody. Everybody loves when there's some versatility in laying wood. That's, you know, you got to be a little over here, little over there. Sometimes you got to lay the wood a little faster, sometimes a little slower. You just got to make sure the wood is laid down properly. And if you get it done, and you get it done right, everybody appreciates. Really thought we were going to go with a Beavis and Butthead clip there.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't think that's fitting what we were talking about. Yeah, I don't. You have to explain that to me off the air.
Dewey texts the show. Good morning, Dewey. Mwah. Good to see you, buddy. And said, Wire to Wire is going to win, and then you'll be fired. I guess we'll find out. This isn't a career versus career match.
I don't know. Dewey doesn't like you for some reason.
Shocking. Yeah. This isn't career versus career. It's not hair versus hair. You know what this is? It's not even title versus title. This is straight up simply a match for pride, where at the end, we're both going to reach across the squared circle. We're going to shake hands. The victor will have his hand raised high in the air. And for 360 days.
Wait a minute, you're not raising Cole's hand.
I'll raise his hand. I just won't have to reach up very high to do it.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's, yeah.
A little friendly smack.
His raised hand might reach the top of your shoulder.
A little friendly competition for pride and nothing more. The Tolos versus the Armada. Let's get it on. I'll tell you how you can enter their bracket contest. It's their bracket contest, except for it's ours. Because the Armada knows ball. And we will prove it over the next 3 hours and 41 minutes as we roll on. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you. The Rob Brown Show is back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I say something real? Yes, I can. It's my show. I'm going to say something real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to fill out the brackets. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to go on the record. But I want to say one thing real quick. This has been a debate for a very long time. And it is a debate that I would like to weigh in on immediately. Fill out one bracket, okay? Fill out one bracket. I got a problem with people who fill out like 20 different brackets and they pick 20 different national champions. And I'll tell you what my problem is. I've been doing this 17 years. I've been filling out brackets for 17 years. I've had great years. I've had pathetic year. I had a pathetic year last year. That's not true. I didn't have a pathetic year. I had two of the final four. I had one of the two national championship picks, right? Unfortunately, I did not pick the correct national champion. But it was not my best. Not my worst. Not my best, though. I've had years where I had zero final four teams, and I've had years where I had all four final four teams correct. Fill out one bracket and stand on business. Because in the 17 years that I've been doing this, let me tell you what I found so far. What I have found so far is one of the most aggravating things in the sports calendar. What I have found is that the number of y'all, and I will say y'all because it's an epidemic, the number of y'all who fill out 17 different brackets, you pick 17 national champions, and inevitably, on one of those brackets, you pick right. One of those brackets, you pick the national champion, you win your bracket competition, and none of you win and call or come on the internet or whatever and put up your brackets and go, yeah, I got this one right. It's the only one of the 17 I felt. No, what you do is you come at me with one bracket that you did real well on, and you go, I am the man. You're not, though. You're not, though.
All right, I have a question. So let's say that there are contests out there, because there are contests out there where you can enter bracket challenges. I mean, every major sports thing does it. Is it okay to enter all of those? If you use the same bracket.
Yes, enter as many bracket contests as you want.
But you're saying you have to fill it out the same way on every single one.
Fill out your bracket. Just fill out a bracket. Fill out one. If you want to enter it in 100 different competitions, if you want to enter one with your family, if you want to enter one with your office pool, if you want to enter one on a website, on maybe one of the big networks competitions where they get 10 million entries, whatever, do whatever you want. Enter it as many places as you want to enter it. But man, stand on business, fill out a bracket, and let's roll, all right? Now, I get the pushback every year from a bunch of people who say, hey, hang on a second here, Rob Brown. You know how hard it is to pick a good bracket? Yes, I do. Here's Yahoo Sports explaining how hard it is to pick a good bracket. You're not going to have a perfect bracket. Nobody's going to have a perfect bracket. One in whatever number it was, quintillion. That's not going to happen. Okay? It's just not. But nobody is asking you. Nobody is asking you to fill out a perfect bracket. What they're saying is, go make a run at getting as close as you can and showing that you know ball as well as anybody else. But stand on business. I was on last Tuesday, BetMGM Tonight, with Brad Evans and Ryan Horvat. Now, Ryan Horvat is one of the most intelligent sports fans I've ever had the privilege of working with. Brad Evans, and when I say this, I mean it, is the most knowledgeable college basketball person that I have ever spoken with ever. I would put him up against any talking head on any network when it comes to talking college hoops. And we were having this conversation off the air before the segment started. Brad said, Rob Brown, how many brackets do you fill out? And I said, one. And I go 10 toes in the sand and I stand on it. One bracket. Because it drives me nuts when people fill out 50 brackets with 50 national champions and one of them ends up looking good and then they go around talking about how big, smart ball know where they are. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. If I give you a multiple choice test and I let you fill it out with different answers every time, one of them's going to hit. One of them's going to be an A. You don't get to just... I think that there should be an average. If you're going to fill out multiple brackets, you should be legally obligated to present them all at the same time. I'll tell you this. I went during the break to go ahead and get my bracket logged in on the wire-to-wire bracket contest, which, by the way, if you want in, I'm going to help them out. I'm going to help you out. I am looking, as we mentioned in the last segment, I'm looking for the Rob Brown Show, for the Armada to take over the wire-to-wire bracket contest. I'll tell you what I want. What I want is at the end of this bracket competition, I want a call, a text, an email from the boss that says, see me in my office after the show. And after I get over the inevitable existential dread of, okay, well, Zoe, it's been nice working with you. And I walk down the hallway. And I sit in the chair, and he goes, close the door. And I shut the door gently and respectfully, because that's who I am. And I sit down, and I shut the door. And he says, hey, man, what's the deal? And I go, what do you mean, boss? What deal? And he said, why did Colin Diesel come to me and say Rob Brown had his listeners jump into our bracket contest? And they claim the first 50, 70, 75, 200 positions. Why did you have a bunch of listeners go into the wire-to-wire bracket contest, enter it, throw TRBS into their bracket name and have 75 of your listeners run the top three pages of results. And I want to be able to say, just to prove the Armada knows ball, boss. Just to prove the Armada knows ball. Just to prove to them, to me, to the world, that the folks who are up at 6:32 a.m. on a Wednesday morning and the first thing that they do is go, let's find out what's going on in the world of sports. Let's tune in to hear what the great one and Rob Brown are on about today. Those people are the diehards, the real deals, the P1s, the Class A's, the S tier, whatever you want to call them. I am here to prove that. I am here. Now, I didn't even have to do it. I'm going to just let y'all do it. I'm going to let y'all represent TRBS in the wire-to-wire bracket contest. So here's what we're going to do. What you're going to do is you're going to go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thefanupstate. Or you're going to go to our Twitter feed at twitter.com/thefanupstate. Or you're just going to drop me an email right now at rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. And you're going to say, Rob Brown, I need the invitation. And I'm going to send you a link. And it's going to take you to a website, and you're going to get logged in, and you're going to get registered, and you're going to name your bracket. You're going to stick TRBS on the end of that name. We're going to stack these brackets up at the top of the wire-to-wire leaderboard. That's what we're going to do. So go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/thefanupstate. Toss us a like and a follow while you're there. Go to the Twitter page, @thefanupstate. Toss us a follow while you're there. You can go find the invite yourself, or you can drop me an email at rob.brown@thefanupstate.com, and I will personally send it to you. Get yourself entered. Get yourself registered. Get yourself set up. Because the competition starts tomorrow. And I don't want anything more in the world than when this thing's all over for Cole and Diesel to go look at the results and just see TRBS, 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 TRBS from the top to the bottom of the first three pages of results on the scoreboard when it's all said and done. Facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, or shoot me an email, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com, and I will personally send you the link to get locked in and registered to make sure that we prove to the Tolos, we prove to the boss, we prove to ourselves that we know ball. Let's go. Speaking of knowing ball, when we come back, North Carolina was the most controversial inclusion that I can remember in the NCAA March Madness tournament. And then last night, they went out and knocked down 14 three-pointers and won by a lot of points in the play-in game. Does that change our mind? We're going to talk some bracketology coming up on the show. We got to get to the NFL, big moves by the Bengals, and more. All that and more coming up. Rob Lonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio, baby. It's the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show on your radio, it's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Great to have you this AM. If you want in on our bracket contest, and by our, I mean the stations, and by the stations, I mean wire to wires, but we're taking it over. You can go to the Facebook page, The Fan Upstate, the Twitter page, The Fan Upstate. Both of them have links up, or you can email me as Tripset just did, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com, and I will directly send you a link that you can utilize to get yourself in there. What I want you to do is when you enter your bracket, I want you to name it whatever you want to name it, but then I want you to put TRBS on the end of it. Put TRBS on the end of it so that everybody knows when we go in there and dominate this thing that you're a member of the Armada. All right. Let's get some stuff in here, shall we? The North Carolina Tar Heels found themselves waiting till the very last day to find out if they were going dancing or not. And they did. They got in at the very end. They just snuck in at the very end. But it's not without a little bit of controversy here. And it's without, or not without a little bit of controversy, because of the fact that the head of the NCAA Championship Tournament Selection Committee is a cat by the name of Bubba Cunningham. Now, Bubba, you may know, or you may not, Bubba's also kind of a big deal for North Carolina. You see, Bubba Cunningham is the athletic director of the selection committee. He is also the chairman of the National Championship Selection Committee. North Carolina secured the final spot in the tournament, edging out Boise State, Indiana, Ohio State, and West Virginia. Now, because I think that fairness, transparency is important, I do think it is important that we put out there that according to reports, Bubba Cunningham recused himself from any conversations regarding North Carolina's inclusion. They were right there on the bubble. They were being discussed extensively and allegedly, and I will take it as true, allegedly, anytime that that conversation came up, Bubba Cunningham excused himself from the room and allowed the people in the room to talk about it without his inclusion and involvement. However, you know what it feels like to me? It kind of feels to me like when it's spring or it's summer and it's hot and it's gross and it's muggy and it's voluntary workout time, and the head coach stands in front of the room, in front of the roster, and he says to everybody in there, "Hey guys, I can't make you show up to voluntary workouts. That would be against the rules. I can't tell you that voluntary workouts are voluntary, wink, but they're mandatory. I can't tell you that. In fact, I can't even be here when these voluntary workouts take place. I got to be somewhere else." I will say, however, that the other coaches will be here. And the other coaches will be writing down who shows up for the voluntary workouts. Now, they're voluntary. They're not obligatory. They're voluntary. You can be here if you want. And you don't have to be if you don't. I'm just saying. My assistant head coach will be here with a pen and a clipboard, and he will be writing down who shows up to our voluntary workouts and, you know, who doesn't. Are they really voluntary? I'm going to go ahead and tell you, as a longtime sports guy, and I'd be even willing to bet without having brought this up to him before I got here, that Lonzo would agree with me on this. Ain't no voluntary in voluntary workouts.
Yeah, I felt like I was one of the only people who understood this isn't voluntary, that what the coach is doing. Not a lot of smart people in some of those rooms.
Do you want to be on the field, on the court, on the diamond when the season rolls around? Well, then I'd suggest.
It's like when we get those anonymous surveys that we have to take here.
Uh-huh.
But they still know whether you took it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, if it's anonymous, how do you know whether I did it or not?
That is correct.
Okay, all right.
So, there's controversy. I'll allow John Rothstein, a big-time college basketball talking head from CBS Sports, to explain. That's fine. But the question is not, do we think UNC will make a run in the bracket? The question is, should they have gotten to the bracket at all? Jerry Palm, who you've heard on this station a gazillion times over the years, was on CBS Sports, and he weighed in as well. So there are two, and they were not alone, but two of, I would say, the biggest names in the college basketball talking landscape. And I will also add Brad Evans to that conversation as well. Again, host of the BetMGM Tonight radio program, which airs on this and fine Odyssey stations nationally every single weekday from 7 to 11 p.m. I say this sincerely. I have never spent more time with somebody who knows ball, college basketball, than Brad Evans. Guy's ridiculous. He was out on this as well. UNC basketball won 8 of their last 10 games, but in those quad one games, as they are called, games against the top 25, 30 teams in America, the best of the best, they were 1-12. They followed up their loss to the top-ranked Duke Blue Devils. And just about everybody said, yo, hold on, 1-12 in quad one. They were 21-1 in quads 2, 3, and 4. But if you look at their quad two wins, none of them were against other teams that made the tournament. Now, you do obviously find yourself in a predicament where perhaps you end up in a little bit of circular logic and you go, wait a minute, if all the teams that were quad two didn't make the tournament, which means all the other quad two teams played quad two teams that didn't make, it's kind of like that SEC football argument we've had for years and years of, well, if every one of them starts in the top 25, then by definition, every game's a top 25 game, and then they get to brag about how they're all these top 25 games, but they don't play top 25 teams outside of themselves. It's circular logic. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, bracketology, selecting the field of 68, is 1,000% a nerd conversation. And if it ain't for you, it ain't for you, but it's the biggest sporting event in America. You're going to have to deal with it.
You started going quad. It's like, what? I'm starting to drift here with all the quad stuff.
That's fine.
Especially after tuning in last night for a little bit and going, wow, this team doesn't deserve to be here. And I turned it off when they were up like by 20 or something like that. Yeah.
There are 68 teams out of 360 plus who get an opportunity to go dance. That just is what it is. So
I hope they win it all because I think that would be hilarious.
I'm going to go and tell you, ain't a damn chance they're going to. Ain't a damn chance. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. I think that they, in fact, I have not filled out my bracket yet. I'll be doing it this afternoon when I get an opportunity to sit down and do my math because nerd.
Okie dokie.
But if you want to win the bracket, that's what you got to do.
Do you?
Yes.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You could be the blonde bimbo down the hall, me, and have just as good a chance of winning it as you do.
I'm very excited that Lonzo just referred to himself as the blonde bimbo down the hall.
I'm sorry, I said it wrong.
Nope,
the,
tootin' that.
No, the.
Oh, sorry.
The blonde
bimbo down
that's
the hall.
That's right.
Yes, there are going to be people who get lucky. I lost a bracket competition to a young lady by the name of Kelly, who was my traffic manager. That's the person who organizes the station a very long time ago, because she sat down one year and she said, can you just tell me the mascots of the teams? And I said, yeah. And she quite literally picked her bracket by using two things. Number one, the number next to their name. She didn't even know what the numbers were. She just knew that one's obviously higher than 16. So that's good, right? And then when there were ones that were kind of like, you know, sevens and fives, or whatever, she would say, oh, I think a tiger would beat a blue jay in a fight. The next year, she won the damn thing again by Googling the head coaches and by picking the one she thought was more attractive.
See, this has got to burn people like you up, knowers of ball, that this is such a guessing game because there's no way that you can just... every once in a while, you can go chalk and it works. But usually it doesn't.
It is, first and foremost, important, I think, to remember that there will be tens of millions of brackets filled out, and there'll be like 15 Kellys. There'll be like 15 Kellys who are going to win their bracket because they go with some weird system like, what coach do I want to get down and dirty with more? Hey, if it works, it works. I can't hate the player. But if you're going to fill out a bracket and you genuinely want a chance to win, yeah, it's important to look at resumes and matchups and numbers and Torvics and WAPs and all these different things.
What the heck is a Torvic? Don't nobody know what a Torvic is.
These are always different ways.
Let me text Diesel and Cole and see if they know what a Torvic is.
That's why we're about to dominate that competition.
Is that a spell with a Q or a
T-O-R-V-I-K.
Okay, a K.
All of these things.
Sounds Russian.
All of these things are different ways to look at all the different data about what a team has done and who they did it against and put them in different ways of looking at to see, well, they perform better in this situation and worse here and blah, 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 blah. It's all nerd stuff. I don't disagree with you. But when it comes down to 360 teams play basketball and 68 get a chance to dance, yes, I want the teams with the best resume in. And so the question mark here was, does North Carolina have the resume that should get them in? The answer was absolutely not. Absolutely not. They do not, and they should not be in. And you heard Ross Steen point out there are teams like Indiana who got left out, who did go on not just win a bunch of Q1 games, but go on the road to win them. North Carolina didn't do that. They had one quad one win out of 13 efforts, and all of their quad two victories were against other non-tournament quad two teams. It's just not good. Yet, last night, this team went up against Arizona State, another team that was kind of right there on the bubble, right there trying to get in, prove that they deserve to be there. And North Carolina ran them out of the damn gym. RJ Davis had 26 with a couple of steals. Carolina had 39 rebounds. They out-rebounded the Aztecs by 11, including... they have like 10 offensive or 10 second chance points that they converted on. This team ran them out of the gym. That's what makes this tournament so damn interesting, because this is a team that at 23-13 did not have the resume to get in, should not have gotten in. There was nothing that stood out about them to get them in. And yet, when they got matched up with another team in the same bubble, they went out there and won by damn near 30 points. I love March. I love college basketball in March. It's the best. We're going to talk a lot of college basketball when we come back. I got your water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports. We got the audio blitz coming up. We got Mark Benetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joining us. We got Denton Day of SiriusXM joining us. It's going to be a busy day, so don't go anywhere. I am Rob Brown, and I'm glad to be back. The blonde bimbo is on the other side. Lonzo with a sports flash.
I gotta tell you, my quad one and my quad two, both pretty sore. A lot of bending this weekend. First tournament win in the 2025 NCAA Championship Tournament belongs to Alabama State, who hit a game-winning layup with 0.7 seconds left to knock off St. Francis 70-68. The Hornets had 16 from Amar Knox, 11 from T.J. Madlock, and 10 from T.J. Hines in the win. Alabama State will move on to play number one overall Auburn in the first round. North Carolina, who we were just talking about, was one of the most criticized tournament bid earners in recent memory, but added to their argument with a first four win over San Diego State, 95-68. That's a lot of points. They whipped their butts, and of course they're not supposed to be there, so they shouldn't be able to do that. Tune in tonight at 7:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the North Texas Mean Green. The first round of the NIT basketball tournament is Furman versus North Texas right here, but you didn't know they had a basketball team, on the Fan Upstate.